Friday, January 12th. President started in first thing this morning on the Kissinger problems, mainly the Florida schedule. He feels we've got to keep Henry in Florida all of next week, and that he's got to hold his meetings, Wessig and all that sort of stuff down here, and have his social stuff down there too, and have Nancy McGinnis come down to keep him company. President needs both a cover and the rest, and we all have to cooperate in order to let him do it. We have to keep the news focus in Florida and with the president through the week, so he's got to stay there this time. One problem we're going to have is the briefing of Rogers and Laird and the vice president. President has decided that Kennedy should go over and cover them on Sunday, inform them of the decision, not ask their opinions, and not give them any opportunity for backlash. He wants to be sure that I take all the calls coming in to Key Biscayne, except from the president's personal family, including Rogers and Laird, though, so saying the president's very busy working on the inaugural and has to have 2 or 3 days to get it done, and that they just are going to have to leave him alone. He wants Haig to come down Saturday afternoon and spend the night so that he's there well ahead of Henry's arrival, and he wants to see Henry on his arrival Saturday night. He feels that now the plan would be that we'd go ahead with an announcement on the 18th by Ziegler, nothing by the president, regardless of whether we get two or not. At that time, we would say that Haig will return on Sunday and report that Kissinger will be going to Paris on the 23rd to complete the negotiations on technical details. President's feeling is that his announcement must be after the inaugural, so it won't look like we've made a deal before the inaugural for the PR values. He feels we ought to get Scali going now, and then he agreed on our recommendation to hold up on it to make the point that the reason that we're getting the negotiations now is the fact that we did the bombing. Also, to make the point that we didn't halt the bombing until we had the negotiations back. He went through some discussion of notification process of key staff and cabinet on Sunday night, as well as the leaders, plus Ehrlichman, Schultz, Ash, Timmons, Klein, Scali. Wants me to call Connolly, Mitchell, Billy Graham, George Bush. Have Colson call some selected labor leaders, etc. Henry called me from Paris at about noon, said they'd had another six-hour meeting today, and that it continues the trend, that he will definitely be back here tomorrow, and he'll have two options that we can go either way on regarding the announcement, and that we can decide that next week. He emphasizes that he can't be in Key Biscayne all week, that he's got too much work to do, but that he'll put all this into the cable. Then he jumped on me because Helen Thomas apparently has an UPI column that he refers to as a cannibalistic story based on White House insiders who say the president is tired of Kissinger palling around with Lee Duck Tow and zapped him. Also, he says we've got a PR problem, which he'll put in a cable that'll be tough to handle, and he needs an answer tonight. We got that a little later, and it turned out that he agreed to let the North Vietnamese have their photographer come in and take a picture of the group for, quote, historic purposes, close quote. Now it develops that they want to release the picture, and Henry's asking how to handle it, suggesting that maybe he should get Western journalists in, let them take a picture too, and release the whole thing. We went back to him on the basis that he should get only the USIA in, and that they should take a picture only for the historic record, and it can't, with the understanding that none of the pictures, can be released by either side until after the agreement has been signed and announced. Doubt if he'll stick with that, but at least we'll try. On the plane to Key Biscayne tonight, the president made the point that if we get a settlement, we should get every commentator, columnist, and so on that has hit us and really badger them on an all-out basis in the congressional record with letters and so on, in a total attack. He feels also that we've got to send a press man with Henry on the final trips to avoid things like the picture problem arriving. Thinks we can move the 18th announcement to the 19th as long as he isn't doing it, and that we should slip the cabinet and leaders' meetings to Wednesday and Thursday instead of Monday and Tuesday of the following week so that he'll keep time clear for his preparation for his Tuesday night television. He'll probably have the cabinet and leaders in anyway on Tuesday for the announcement. And he went back to the... Ziegler came in during the flight to report that ABC had a report that we had an agreement and Kissinger would be coming home tomorrow. It was agreed that we'd say no comment on spec stories, and when Kissinger returns, he'll be meeting with the president. Then we got in also to the problem of the line for the congressman, because Kennedy has to brief Scott and Ford tomorrow for their meet the press thing on Sunday, which poses an additional problem. President also got back on the Watergate thing today, making the point that I should talk to Connally about the Johnson bugging process to get his judgment as to how to handle it. He wonders if we shouldn't just have Andreas go in and scare Hubert. Problem in going at LBJ is how he'd react, and we need to find out from Deloach who did it and then run a lie detector on him. I talked to Mitchell on the phone on this subject, and he said Deloach had told him that he was up to date on the thing because he had had a call from Texas because a Star reporter was making an inquiry in the last week or so, and LBJ got very hot and called Deke and said to him that if the Nixon people are going to play with this, that he would release, saying that our side was asking that certain things be done. By our side, I assume he means the Nixon campaign organization. Deloach took this as a direct threat from Johnson. He says he'll bring his file in Monday for Mitchell to review. As he recalls it, bugging was requested on the planes, but was turned down, and all they did was check the phone calls and put a tap on the Dragon Lady. Mitchell also said he was meeting with O'Brien today, and he'll make reference to this whole thing in that meeting and see what he can smoke out. He also said Rog Morton had called him, saying that I was sending Rog a counsel named Anderson, and he thinks it's horrible because he's too young, has only 3 years practice, and so on. And he said that I told him that the president had insisted on it. I informed Mitchell of the fact, which is that I have never discussed the matter or any personnel matter with Rog Morton. This is a pure fabrication. Connally called today with some suggestions on personnel, wants Lee Hinkle, the counsel at IRS, to be considered as the commissioner there. Thinks he's a very good operator, loyal, smart, and political. And then he had some other suggestions, one for IRS and a couple for the CAB. End of January 12th.